Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love to the wonderful listeners of Talk Up with Trina. Thank you for returning to my podcast. This is your host, Trina Kirkland, and today is Thursday, March 15th, 2018, and we are off to a wonderful start. It's a little chilly here in Maryland, but we will do our best as spring is around the corner here. But we are expecting some bad weather this weekend, some snow, so maybe that'll be the end of it for this season. It has not been a bad winter, so I thank God for that. And speaking of thanking God, I would like to continue with our devotional, The Secrets of Divine Devotional and Journal by Dr. Bruce Wilkinson. And we are on week number 2, which is themed Lifted Up by Love. And today is day 12. And today's devotional will be Old Business. So stay tuned. And I do look forward to an exciting day. And I pray that you will each have a great day and go out with purpose to fulfill your God-given mission to meet your destiny. So thank you again for listening and stay tuned for Old Business. Day 12, Old Business. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Psalms 51 and 10. Scientists say that most chemical waste on our planet ends up being dumped into holes in the ground. Once these poisons seep into the soil and taint water supplies, serious damage can result. And the toxic threat can last for decades, even centuries. All of us carry trash from the past into our lives in Christ. By trash, I mean destructive behavior, harmful attitudes, or unresolved conflicts. Often we try to keep those sins buried like toxic waste, hoping we can keep them deep enough that they don't affect us, hoping no one will notice, hoping above all that they will eventually disappear. But they don't. Over time, they affect other areas of our lives, often in surprising ways. We flounder in relationships. We can't seem to get anything out of church. We lose interest in Bible reading. Our spiritual development seems sidelined. Perhaps our health suffers. Real fruitfulness for God seems permanently out of reach, and we don't know why. I remember sitting on a hillside in southern Oregon when I was in my late 20s. The early morning sun slanted across neatly tended pear orchards. It was a beautiful spot, but I was in a desperate daze with the Lord. For some time, I had felt that I couldn't break through invisible barriers in my personal life and ministry. That morning, I prayed, Lord, if there's anything in my past that hinders our relationship, let me know now. Then I took out a yellow legal pad and began writing down the things that came to mind. 3 pages later, I was still writing. It was the longest list of unfinished personal business I'd ever seen. Have you been in such a place? If so, then you know that a mountain of reluctance, rationalization, and fear rose up to keep me from actually doing something about it. But with God's help, I followed through. I made phone calls, I made confessions, and asked for forgiveness. I acted on old forgotten commitments. In time, every piece of trash was disposed of, and I began to experience a deeply settled confidence, a cleanness of heart, and a revitalized emotional and spiritual life. My friend Chuck Colson has said, one of the great myths of Christianity is that once a person is converted, they never sin again. On the contrary, we're fighting a constant battle. It's like we're running up a hill that's well greased. You make it a couple of steps forward, then you slide back. Every day, the vine dresser is ready to help us cleanse ourselves of musty old sins that are polluting our spirit and preventing genuine abundance. Why wait? If you're ready to respond, the Holy Spirit is ready to lend supernatural strength to your decision. See Philippians 2 and 13. With a writing pad in hand, ask God to show you what old unfinished business is stopping you from bearing fruit for Him. Write it all down. Then confess each sin to Him one at a time. Begin immediately to ask for forgiveness of others. Make restitution or mend relationships as needed. When we respond to God's conviction in a specific area, something extraordinary happens. Discipline ends immediately. Our Father, who has been watching and waiting for this moment, runs toward us with outstretched arms, His best robe in hand, and a family celebration in mind. Remember how the Father responded to a son's return in the parable of the prodigal son in Luke 15:11-32? I promise you'll wonder what it was about that stinky old trash that was worth keeping you away from your Father's delight and a new start on life. Thank you so much for listening to today's devotional, Old Business. So let's get out there and take care of some old business. Thanks again.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.